And if I press further, I would be able to gather that the person has drawn lines. But I believe that this is one thing. If you run a Christian bookstore, you run a Christian magazine, I believe that we have to have principles and integrity. I would not allow an unsound doctrinal book in my bookstore, because every one of us here know we all have grown because of books. We have also been misled because of books. What about someone who cannot and don't have the time to research something? Remember that we also help another person, or we advertise a doctrine by the sin of omission. Omitting to exclude what we should exclude and include what we should include. So we need to understand that. So perhaps some of you may have Christian magazines and you may do things, and we need to make choices in that. That we have to be people, integrity, honesty, and principles. And I am usually, when we come to working together, I'm usually very honest with people. I say, okay, these are my beliefs. How are you going to believe? Here, what are we going to work together? For example, if I organize a conference, I don't want a conference to end up with one guy coming out and saying that Jesus Christ is not really equal with God the Father, although He's God. Or someone coming out and saying, you know, that, oh, actually, you don't have to speak in tongues at all, you know, and he has passed away. And then another speaker come in and say, oh, tongues is for everybody, and in the same conference. Right? That's not wisdom. If Paul were around, he would never allow it. And we need to recognize that the third point he's telling us, that we need to recognize that the mere exclusion of some things based on our integrity, honesty, and principle is going to go a long way to help many Christians. We don't have to, and we have to practice that policy. We don't have to run people down. We don't have to name people and run them down from the pulpit. Name people and run them down in the magazine. Name people and put them out in a poster, wanted dead or alive. Right? No reward. Right? So, we don't have to do that. But we need to recognize that by excluding some things or including some things, we are going to help people know what is the balance of truth and flow along with that, which is important, which is what Paul says. As the second coming of Jesus draws near, that doctrinal issues will play a role. Well, I'll conclude with one more verse here to show that doctrinal issue is important. Chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, doesn't that emphasize that the more we progress in the last days, the more we got to base it on the Bible? Get back to the doctrines of the Bible. Which is why we can have a lot of moves of God, but unless every move turns back to the Word of God and examine where their standing is in the Word of God, they will not last. You know what will happen to a move of God, a genuine move of God that does not base itself on the Word? In 10 years, they become extreme. Extreme because without the Word of God, they will come up with human rules, regulations, and traditions to guard that move, instead of examining it in the Word of God. So it never lasts. As we draw near to the last days, doctrinal issues will be an important thing. Because Paul says, demons will bring in doctrinal errors. Which is why one of our purpose and tasks is to just teach through the Bible. Show forth the various emphases and aspects of the Bible. Ground God's people on the Word of God, which will keep them steady in every area. Ephesians 4, the perfection of the church depends on doctrinal situation. We need the fire and the move of the Holy Spirit, but we need the doctrines of God. One of the weaknesses of the Pentecostal movement is its theological lack of depth, that we need to understand and pull it up. chapter 4, he says in verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive. How could they deceive people? People who are not grounded in doctrine. Which is why from the church, from every pulpit in every Pentecostal and evangelical church, there should be theological doctrinal teaching. We cannot just be standing there and teaching people and just saying, oh, your sins are forgiven, oh, be a good boy, oh, be a good girl, and, you know, oh, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt be nice, thou shalt be good. No, we cannot just be telling them just what to do and etc., although that we need to do, but we need to tell them, and from the pulpit, every minister must wrestle with doctrines of sanctification, doctrines of predestination, doctrines of the integrity of God's word. We need to be willing to cover those areas, do our homework, and teach it faithfully, because it's a doctrinal, on a doctrinal basis, that a sound church and a sound move can go forth. We need to understand that. And then when people begin to go out and do whatever they want to do, whether as businessmen, as engineers, as managers, they will go out, base and make their decisions based on integrity, based on principles, and they will be solid people in the Lord. And that's the kind of people that will be able to welcome the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which Paul emphasized. Doctrinal situation. Be firmly grounded so that we are not deceived to and fro. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you that your grace and your mercy continues upon our life. Thank you, O God, that Your word reigns forever. We know, O God, that it's your word that establishes your church. As we consider the coming of this Son of God, O God, we look forward to his coming. We ask, Lord, that there be clarity in understanding that there are two parts of the second coming of Jesus, and that these are based on solid ground. Things that we need to wrestle with, O God, and prepare. Father, we ask that as we draw near to that time, that you will cause us even to be more spiritually alert. Alert to wrong doctrines that will come by even as mankind pass the year 2000 AD. Alert to the fact that false prophecies can come from true prophets who are misled and deluded. Alert to the fact, O God, that the Word is the only solid ground to be your church. We thank you, O God, that we need to have an identity. That the church is not a wishy-washy conglomerate of different personalities and people, although it is, in a sense, a reflection of different personalities, yet the church, O God, is the bride built upon your word unto a perfect man. We ask, O God, for a solidness to enter into each one of our lives, that whichever church we attend, whichever fellowship we go to, Lord, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will not be ashamed of the word of God, but we will hold fast to the word of God. We will hold fast what is good and prove all things, so that what is good and what edifies, what builds us up, we will hold fast to. And we will not be afraid of saying that something is wrong when it is wrong. And when we see that something is right, we will say that it is right. We are people whose yea will be yea and nay will be nay. That, O God, we will be honest with you, be honest with men. Right is right, wrong is wrong, black is black and white is white. That we will, O God, be true to the integrity and the principles in our heart and in our life. Thank you, O God. Help us, O God. And help your church. And help each pastor, Lord, in this place. Because we know, O God, that we are not perfect. We are not perfect, Lord. There may be areas of doctrine that we are still struggling to comprehend. There may be issues and practices that we are still wrestling through. But we know, Lord, if our heart is right and if our prayers are up and if we love your word, that in the end, you will establish us in the right doctrine, in the right practice. Because theology breeds methods. Without theology, Lord, we have no methods that are sound. Because, O Lord, doctrine breeds practices. Without right doctrine, there is no right practice. So, O Lord, we ask that you establish us and make a strong church, Lord, in this land, in this nation. And in each one of the ministers that are here, Lord. And we give you all worship and honor. Because you preserve us and you keep us from falling. So now to the only wise God who is able to keep us from falling, we commit each one of our lives here to you. That the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, yet he will not be cast down, because he is a good man, a man of integrity, Lord. So make men and women of integrity here, Lord. Will walk by the principles in your word. Thank you, O God. Establish it in our lives here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise and sing that song. Jesus is coming very soon. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Tonight we want to minister in one special area. We'll pray for all other areas, also whatever needs you have. But I feel in my heart that there are some here who may be misled in the past, or maybe you're struggling with in the present by wrong doctrines, by good prophets who give wrong prophecies. In this day when the prophetic movement is supposed to have reached its fullness, yet I sense in my heart that sometimes children of God are misled, perhaps by a misinterpretation of a prophecy or by a wrong prophecy that comes like a threat and a curse. And if you have someone who has, or even a minister or group or an organization or church that has taken away your basic rights, dominated your life, rule and reign over your marriage, your family, your job, that is not God. That's the spirit of domination. And behind it is a false spirit of prophecy. God wants to set you free. And you must be brave to be willing to come out and say, I want to be free. And we'll pray for you with the pastors that are here. And If you've been misled by wrong teaching, perhaps by the Branhamites, perhaps by other people who claim to be the prophet of God, but who later disappoint you, who fail you, then you need to come out of that and be healed. Tonight we want to pray for you. We have been living under the track of a soul.